Good morning. I'll be reading from Invisible Cities by Italo Calvino again. Today, we'll be reading Thin Cities 2. Now I shall tell of the city of Zenobia, which is wonderful in this fashion. Though set on dry terrain, it stands on high pilings, and the houses are of bamboo and zinc, with many platforms and balconies placed on stilts at various heights, crossing one another, linked by ladders and hanging sidewalks, surmounted by cone-roofed belvederes, barrels storing water, weather vanes, jutting pulleys and fish poles and cranes. No one remembers what need or command or desire drove Zenobia's founders to give their city this form, and so there's no telling whether it was satisfied by the city as we see today, which has perhaps grown through successive superimpositions from the first, now undecipherable, plan. But what is certain is that if you ask an inhabitant of Zenobia to describe his vision of a happy life, it is always a city like Zenobia that he imagines, with its pilings and its suspended stairways, a Zenobia perhaps quite different, aflutter with banners and ribbons, but always derived by combining elements of that first model. This said, it's pointless trying to decide whether Zenobia is to be classified among happy cities or among the unhappy. It makes no sense to divide cities into these two species, but rather into another two. Those that, through the years and the changes, continue to give form to their desires, and those in which desires either erase the city or are erased by it.